Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mighty, and He will be mighty when He returns. Everything the Lord does is out of love. Everything He does is out of wisdom, and He never deviates from holiness. When the Lord has to do judgment, He's doing something holy. He's protecting His creation. And He loves us. And the more we understand His love, the more we will understand Him. Because we will cooperate with Him. And we're being able, He already gave us abilities to do things as He does things. Because He's going to back us up. Our faith in Jesus Christ enables the Father to help us out. And even, see, the just shall live by his faith. That's a standard. Habakkuk 2 and 4 says the just shall live by his faith. His faith. And when we believe the Lord and take him at his word, then we'll see his handiwork in our lives. He deeply cares about us in every way there is. And he's here to help us in real time. The Lord wants us to govern our lives the same way he governs his. He made us to live in his image so that we can operate according to life. We're not supposed to operate according to death. We're not supposed to put new wine in old wineskins. He gave us a new heart to live a new life. He saved us from death, from hell, and from destruction. Every way of the world leads to death, demise, destruction. In every continent on the planet, there are ancient ruins, a place that used to be a civilization, and the people are long gone because they trusted to live according to sin. These are here to, they're left there to serve as reminders of what sin will do. Nobody would leave a place that they put a lot of effort in building up. And to be honest, they probably all drowned in the flood. There are places all over the world, Peru, Africa, America, places where there were once ancient civilizations, and the people are long gone. And they probably died in the flood. And some people have decided to live in these ancient cities. And they all say that they didn't build it. Somebody else built it. Now there was a flood. There's a record of it. Spiritually and naturally. We have the spiritual account in the Word of God. And we have the natural account found in caves. People told the story of the flood. How water covered the whole earth because men were corrupt. And out of all those billions of people, only 8 souls were saved. See, the average man would live almost over 900 years. He'd have a lot of children. And one thing about men, whatever they do, they get in competition with it. If one man had 1,000 children, another one probably tried to have 1,500. There were many people on the planet. It's important to understand that societies only work according to God's word. according to his love. You cannot have a thriving life in reverse of doing God's work. You cannot, no man can thrive in life, unless they live in life. You can't live worldly and have a thriving life. Whatever part of the world you trust, it will cause decay in your life. It will cause ruin. If you have, if you trust the world somewhere in your relationships, you'll have ruin in your relationships. Now, some people put effort in doing the things that are wise. They will, they'll cut their grass. They'll paint their house. They'll fix damage as it happens. They'll wash their car. And when you pass by their dwelling place, it's a beautiful picture. Because they were not lazy in what it took to make their house and their belongings nice. But the same man may not speak to his family. He may ignore his children and his wife. And you'll think he has a healthy home because of the outside. But he'll have decay on the inside. The Lord put us over our children to help them know what to watch out for. And parents who are faithful in doing their part, they're involved in their children's lives. They know who their friends are by name. They know whose house they're spending the night over. And they're because they're involved in their children's lives. They govern them. And they're not lazy. And those who participate in their family's lives, and they talk to their spouse, they can grow their relationship, especially if they're drawing near to the Lord. Because when people draw near to the Lord and talk about the things that they learn from Him, they learn to do things a better way. They come to understanding. And they start understanding things in greater ways. They do things biblically. And, you know, to me, they're more noble. We can have God's best wherever we're willing to be faithful. That's the bottom line. Those who address the problems in their lives, they can have the success, the same success God would have. Because God is active in doing what He's supposed to do. And we just got to be outright active in what we're supposed to be doing. Sometimes things in life get stuck. You have to push it by your own faith. And there are things that I'm dealing with now I don't understand at all. But I confess that I learned it. I desire to know what's going on and be aware of what's happening. And one thing I found, always walk in peace. No matter what goes on, no matter what you don't understand, you can walk in peace and you can choose to be patient. You know, walking in love is a choice. Walking in peace is a choice. Living by faith is a choice. Now, sometimes people think they define living by faith as an open, just you don't know what to expect, you don't know what to do, but you're living by faith. The only way you can live by faith is to believe something. And if you don't have a promise to believe something, you're not living by faith. And when I don't understand what to do, I pray for knowledge so that I can understand what to do, and then I can choose to do it. And I'll do it by faith. Faith begins where the will of God is known. Many wonderful ministers have said that. I'm not the first one to say that. The first person I heard say that was Pastor Jackson, and also Kenneth Hagin said, faith begins where the will of God is known. When God gives you a promise, you have a promise. And the promise he gives you is where your faith comes from. Once God reveals his will, you believe it. You have to believe something that God said. You have to take it as true. When you believe that promise by faith, you're taking God at his word. And then you can rest in that promise. You can rest in the promise knowing that you have it. And you can do the work side, your part. And then God will be happy to do his part. Nobody can stop God from doing his part. He's going to do his part. And you can do your part. And once we receive the word of God, then we can actively do our part. And we can speak the word of God. We believe it. So if we believe it, we receive it as ours. See, you have to receive the word as yours. It's your word. It was spoken for your benefit. And you have a choice to. Salvation was given to you by God. As far as he's concerned, he gave it to you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit, as far as he's concerned, he gave it to you. All forms of healing, as far as he's concerned, the word said he gave it to you. Now, with that in mind, he gave it to you. Now, it's up to you to say, hey, I believe God's word. God gave me salvation. He gave me the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit. He gave me all forms of healing. And I receive it. And then you can make confessions off of that, off of what you've received. You can say, by Jesus' stripes I am healed. I thank God that I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you thank God for him, and you pray in the Holy Spirit, you pray in tongues. You can say, I thank God for salvation, and that comes first. Without salvation, nothing else is given. Well, healing, he healed everybody when he redeemed everybody. And you can believe God for healing, and you can also believe him for salvation. And you can believe him for healing before you get saved, or you can get saved first and believe him for healing later. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit is only received by those who are saved. Because the word said that the natural man won't receive the things of God. So you got to be saved before you can be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Or you won't receive it. But as far as healing, you don't have to be a Christian to be healed. And, you know, as far as God's concerned, he gave you salvation, he gave you healing, he gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And other things as well that he said he gave you. And then you have a right to pray for whatever you want your life to be like. And you have to do the word of God, and it can happen for you. So once you receive what God said, you believe it, you receive it, you speak it, and you act on it. When I believed that I was saved, I acted saved. I behaved myself different. I mean, I wanted to. I wasn't trying to work for my salvation. I was trying to do the right thing because it's life. Because it's right. I didn't even do what's right so that I'd miss hell. In my mind, I was saved, so I'd miss hell. And I wanted to do right because it's right. I don't want to do anybody wrong. And whatever I do, I want it to be something God would be pleased with. And every time I would do something against God's word, I felt bad. I asked the Lord to give me more wisdom because I don't understand everything. And I wasn't skilled at everything. And the Lord helps us work out our own salvation. Now, working it out is when you work the word of God. You believe God's word, you receive it, you speak it, you act on it. You're doing things in step with God's will. You pray for the lost, you pray for your friends, you pray for your family. You do the work of the ministry. And you live better. And you pray so that you can receive the results you want, the results you need, the results you desire. And that's good. Now, Paul was asking the Lord to do something about his thorn in the flesh. And we covered that many times. And he wanted God to come and rescue him and do something for him. And the Lord said something amazing, because I felt the same way many times. He said, "My grace is sufficient for you." His grace is sufficient. If you go back to what Isaiah wrote in the Word, and you can read about the victory that David had with Goliath. You can read about the victory that Samson had among the Philistines, over the Philistines. You can read about what God, once God gives you something, you can, if you got it, you got it. Now, in grace, he's given us everything we need in this life. And it's sufficient for us. It will solve our problem. God's grace towards us will solve our problem. In real time. God's grace that he's given us won't leave us empty, ever. But the only time we'll have lack and not have enjoy the blessings that God has given us in real time is when we do not work the word of God. When we don't speak it, believe it, receive it, speak it, and act on it. It's not God's will that we have any form of lack in our life. And he's not going to come out of heaven and do our part. But he will back you up when you do your part. When we do our part, then God is going to back us up. And we will have what he said we could have. And we'll be able to do what he said we could do. And we'll know assuredly that his grace is sufficient for us. All of the ways of God should be cherished. And the word of God encourages us to take him at his word. And we're capable of doing such. The Lord wants us to operate like him. It was always, that's a standard. We're made in God's image. We're not going to ever be unmade in God's image. God intended to make us in his image. He did it on purpose. It was his will. It was his wisdom. And he had a right to make us any way he wanted to. And he decided to make us in our image. Now, it's a privilege to be a man or a woman made in God's image. It's a blessing. And we endeavor just like God endeavored. You know, the Proverbs talks about in the beginning of his way, he chose the way of wisdom. In the beginning of his way, he's the first pioneer. He pioneered life. He knows life. He knows what life can do. So when we're trusting him, we're trusting life. We're trusting something that's been proven. Something that cannot be defeated, a way of life that cannot be defeated. Even in opposition, we win. Even if the whole world tries to go against you, even if they kill your body, you still win. Because if you're alive to God, you go live in his kingdom. See, the kingdom of God is with us now in real time. You're either in the kingdom of God or you're not. And if you're not in the kingdom of God, it's because you didn't believe on Jesus Christ as your Savior. And you lived your life governed by the world. Because sin would turn you into the enemy of God. It's an alternative path. All forms of unrighteousness is designed to divide you from the heart of God's will. That's the way it is. But when we take the Lord at His word, receive His word, then we believe something that He said. And that's where faith comes from. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. Now, some people, they want to receive parts of God's word, the parts that will make them blessed, have the advantage, help them prosper. But we need the whole counsel. We have to believe the whole counsel of God's word. If you believe the whole counsel of God's word, you're not just going to be a man of God doing His will. You're not just going to be wealthy. You're not just going to be healthy. You're not just going to be wise. But even under attack, you become a warrior. You learn how to do spiritual warfare. You learn how to live, how to govern your time, how to manage things, how to be a blessing, how to manage your enemy. And if you don't manage your enemy, Satan, he'll manage you. You don't let him take a foothold in your life. You have to drive him out. And see, these are the things people don't understand about the Lord. It's our responsibility to drive out Satan and his thoughts and his works, his belief system out of our life, just like it was Israel's responsibility to drive out the Canaanites. Now, God gave them the land. God also gave them the victory. And they had no excuse. Now, with that, if God gave you the victory, you have to do it the way God showed you to do it. He didn't just give you the victory and walk away. He was willing to govern them so that they'll have perfect victory. And on two occasions, they said, who should go up first? And God always said, Judah should go up first. So Judah became the primary tribe. And when they listened to the Lord, they had victory. And when they went into their council and said, no, we're not going to let Judah go up first. We'll all go up first. And they selected people out of each tribe or whatever they did. Or they let another tribe go up first because the council voted on it. They died. They lost two terrible battles against the children of Benjamin. And Benjamin was the smallest tribe. He was the youngest brother. So he should have been the smallest tribe if he was not the smallest tribe. And then they had sin. They killed men in that country killed a man's wife, his concubine. And they raped her all night. And the man cut her body up and sent it to different tribes. And they took counsel and they had to stop this sin. And this time the enemy was their own brother, the tribe of Benjamin. And they said, who should go up? And the Lord said, Judah should go up. And then when they went to battle, Judah didn't go up first. Whoever they selected went up and they lost. They lost thousands of men. And then the next day they did it again and lost even more. They lost more men. And then the third time the Lord gave them instruction and they won. And they barely won. You can read the account for yourself in the book of Judges. So we have to follow the guidance of the guidance of the Holy Spirit is our, besides salvation, that's our best blessing. You can't find better guidance than the guidance of the Holy Spirit. He thinks of everything. Now, men, they are motivated where they want to be motivated. Some people are anointed to do certain things, and they focus on certain things. And they have, men have different strengths, but the Holy Spirit is perfect in every which way there is. In every which way there is, God is perfect. He can give you perfect, sound advice. And the best ministers, even the ones on TV that people love to listen to, even the best of them can only give you partial information. And they, and the Holy Spirit worked with them. And I thank God for all of them that love God and that's true to the word. But the guidance that I hear from the Holy Spirit trumps every minister I ever heard. And I've heard some good ones. But the things that the Holy Spirit give me one-on-one runs, it's a much deeper well than what they minister. Now, that doesn't mean that the Lord don't deal with them in greater things, but in my own life, the Lord holds nothing back. If I can receive it, he will speak it, and I sometimes he say things I just have to go ponder it. And I let him confirm it. As long as you're in faith, he'll confirm his word. You don't have to, if you get out of faith, then you know, you can't receive. If you don't receive the word of God, then you're not going to get it. You should, when you don't receive the word of God, you're choosing to reject it. So if you don't reject it and you receive it, now God can work with you. And he can give you more information. But sometimes men and women, they think a certain way and they won't deviate. Sometimes you have to deviate. You have to listen to what the Lord say and look at life arise higher. He'll show you things beyond what most people, he'll take you further than most people are willing to go. And with that said, we need to understand that God has our best interests at heart. And he steadily, from the time he made Adam, he's steadily and consistently helping mankind to live in his image. Now, everybody who follow him, they end up being more and more Christ-like. The guidance of the Holy Spirit is the best privilege that I'm aware of. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life. Till next time, remember, I love you, God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.